Here Now, The Importance of Blooming Right Where You Are Planted, by Christopher Boswell, read by Brandon Roseanne. I would like my life to be a statement of love and compassion, and where it isn't, that's where my work lies. Quote by Ram Dass. Blooming where you are planted is so important yet easily forgotten. Up until a few moments ago, I was working on processing images, and the one you see above was in front of me. There was a gnawing feeling to move on, to leave the work unfinished, a deeply rooted need in me to be distracted, many interests pulling me away. Stopping for a moment, I thought about the photo. It was perfect for what was happening to me, or, more accurately, the actions I was faced with choosing. In fact, the only reason I was sitting here trying to improve on this image is because I had used half measures when I originally processed and keyworded the photo, once again, in a rush to get to the next thing, so I could hurry and do that halfway too. This occurrence in me has inspired a new inquiry about a seemingly almost universal human trait. Just like that, the feeling is hitting me again. Why was I wanting to write an article on this? A voice asked this question from somewhere deep inside. I'll answer it, or maybe ask a question. What would you rather be doing? No answer comes. I already know what activity I'm engaged in rarely matters regarding my capacity to focus until finished. What does it is, my judgments about it, and the other stimulus hitting my retinas and synapses. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift of God, which is why we call it the present. Quote by Bill Keane. One should likely resist the urge to name this behavior, especially using a medical term that indicates something is broken. I don't think anything is wrong, but I do know that focus applied over time can create wonderful accomplishments. It starts by being fully and happily committed to being where you are. After all, you won't really be here for long. Well, let us use this picture for an example. Should the plant just up and die because it has only a few square inches of soil? It could, and that's it. Game over. Or it could continue on faith, believing that the hands will soon return it to a full pot of soil. The future depends on what you do today. Quote by Mahatma Gandhi. How about the woman who is holding it? How does she bloom where planted? She could use the same logic as the plant, assuming it would now die anyway, and be distracted from holding it for the photo, then surely not committing to taking the steps needed to continue its life. But she won't. That's Megan. We are creative collaborators. She's never had to work on blooming where she's planted. She was born with the skill and does it joyfully and as a matter of innate habit. Clearly a willingness to follow through and an honor or reverence for all things could guide us here. Choose to engage in 1. Smiling big and bright. 2. Self-care. 3. Presence to people who appear. 4. Lots of water. 5. Acceptance for what currently is so. 6. Commit for the season. 7. Creating beauty in your surroundings. 8. An abundant spirit. 9. Create a sense of self not attached to circumstances. 10. Be in love with what shows up. Choose not to engage in 1. Anger. 2. Gossip about how wrong people or the situation is. 3. Half measures. 4. Habitual laziness. 5. Disrespectful. 6. Inability to work with a team or follow direction. 7. Lack of self-care. 8. Dishonor. 9. No forward growth, staying stuck. 10. Habitual escapism. One of my first jobs was delivering pizza for a family-owned shop. Every once in a while, I order pizza at home, and I often think of those days when the driver shows up. How would I feel about doing that job today, 30 plus years later? Could I commit to it? Would the pay be enough? Would it stimulate me? Could I give that 100% and be the best delivery person possible for me, regardless of where I've been since last doing it? If not, why not? Why then and not now? And can I afford not to? So, I invite you, drop all the judgments and excuses, whatever it is. Give it your love. Give it your excitement. Make a commitment to leave it better than you found it. Then, just do that and see what you attract. I hope you found some value in this article. If you did, please follow the links below for more of my recent work. Maybe another will resonate. Christopher. Copyright and trademark by Christopher Boswell, 2019, all rights reserved. We invite you to learn more about Christopher at Real Window Creative. Thank you.